This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. He's down under, but he is writing stuff on a daily basis and sending it to AmmoLand.com. That would be Dean Weingarten. How you doing, sir?
I am doing well. I've got a very nice room here in Normanton, Queensland, Australia. It's up near the north coast, about a quarter of the way from the east coast toward inland Australia. On the picture of the, or on the wall of the pub here, we have numerous photos of these giant crocodiles that were shot and killed about 1970 by a locally famous crocodile hunter, Wolf Arnett. These things are huge, 15 to 18 feet.
Right.
They're just enormous. At least it seemed to favor a U.S. lever-action rifle for some of his hunting. Looks like a Marlin to me, and something rather similar to either a CZ or a Tika rifle for some of the others. Gosh, these things are enormous. I wouldn't want to be in the water anywhere near these things. And, of course, they are famous man-eaters.
What caliber do they have to use for these? I mean, I see on TV where they shoot them in the head with a .22, but I'm almost certain these guys don't get a nice clear shot right between their eyes from above.
Well, I don't think they use extremely large calibers, but it has to be an accurate rifle. But the rifles I see him using don't even have scopes on them. He uses open sights. So I'm presuming he probably shot them at less than 100 yards, and he headshot them. The calibers don't seem to be extremely large, probably any reasonable centerfire caliber from 222, which was very popular in Australia at the time, on up would work. I don't think he used 22 Hornet, but they have to brain shoot them or they lose them. My
right.
understanding is if you shoot a croc in the body, they go into the water and you never see them again.
They survive.
So you have to. No, a lot of them die.
Yeah.
But you don't find them.
Right.
And when you're hunting them for purpose, you know, for hides, which I think they were at this time, or for trophies, the hides get sold in the U.S., I understand. You want to recover the animal.
Right. Do they have crocodile hunting like they have gator hunting or gator fishing? I think they call it fishing in Louisiana, but whatever they call it, you know, they have the gator trade.
My understanding is they do not, that the crocodiles are now a protected species, much like alligators were in Florida for many years, and there appear to be a lot of them. I talked to a man at the bar at the Albion Hotel. Named John Murr, M-U-R-R, who said that he had been a commercial fisherman and also a kangaroo shooter, as they were pests, and also he would sell the meat. And he said he shot quite a few crocodiles and got into the nets, but they're not allowed to do it anymore.
Right.
He says that you see lots of big crocodiles out sunning on the banks of the river here. Well, lots may be an exaggeration, but you see them much more commonly than you used to because they're no longer afraid of being shot. So, no, they don't have hunting season on them. And as I recall, it's been a couple of years since a croc took a person in Australia. For several years, it seemed to be a regular occurrence, but I think people got smart and stopped getting drunk and going swimming in areas with big "do not enter the water" crocodile signs.
Yeah, yeah, that would be pretty good. That would be pretty wise to go that way.
They are probably the biggest predator in Australia, and they are very capable of taking people.
Oh yeah, that, without a doubt. But they don't have a hunting season. They're protected, and
no,
nobody's getting killed by them. So I guess
if they get a problem croc, they'll send out professional hunters to trap it or get rid of it. And they have crocodile farms that raise crocs for their leather and meat. But the wild crocs are not allowed to be disturbed.
Well, that's mighty convenient. Yeah, I guess that's pretty convenient. Don't disturb the crocs. Okay. Good idea. I won't disturb the croc. That's not going to be a problem for me. Not at all. Not even in a little bit. But
yeah, well, that's about, it was about 800 miles east of here on the East Coast on a tour. We actually saw a saltwater croc on the bank. It wasn't huge. I'd say it was probably around 8 feet or so. But it was out there sunning itself. Got a couple pictures of it.
So, if you're not allowed, is that the biggest predator they have in Australia?
Yes.
So, but you can't hunt that. So, is there any predatory species in Australia that you can hunt?
Well, yes. There's introduced dogs, feral dogs. People hunt them a lot. They hunt foxes. They hunt feral cats because the feral cats and the dogs, feral dogs and the foxes all do massive damage to the native species. Now, the dingoes have been here for, I've heard various estimates saying 20,000 years, but they appear to be the biggest mammalian predator you have in Australia. And they're just the size of an ordinary dog, 40 or 50 pounds. So that's the biggest predator you appear to have. Now, up in the northern tropical area, there are some very big snakes. So they're a big predator, too, but they're very limited in the extent. Kind of like the saltwater crocs, there's just not that many places to have. Where they are, they're a significant predator. But in most of Australia, there just aren't any large predators that still exist. In the fossil record, it looks like there were some large predators that existed up to maybe a couple thousand years ago. There was the Tasmanian tiger, for example, and the Tasmanian wolf that existed up to just 100 years ago. Some of the Europeans saw them, but it appears both of them have gone extinct.
That's interesting.
So there just aren't any really big predators.
Probably the most predatory thing in Australia is the outback itself, isn't it?
Well, yes. And, to be serious, it's man, or maybe we should just say the automobile.
There's
a lot of roadkill.
Yeah.
Particularly of kangaroos. Saw a big iguana-type lizard. I forget the name of it precisely.
Iguana?
And other things.
Well, I tell you what, let me get you to hold right there because we're coming up on the break. I want to ask you about the April NICS checks, which you just put an article up about, because I've been hearing a lot of things and you have debunked them. Of course, you can find all these things we're going to talk about, or if he hasn't written about them yet, you will find them at ammoland.com, where he's nearly at 3,000 articles in the repository waiting for you to go discover the facts as they are. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am talking with Dean Weingarten, who is currently still in and is going to be in Australia. Did you say till late June?
Yes. Okay. I'll be coming back to the United States in late June.
There you go. And, how long of a flight is that?
It's about 14 hours in the air.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty long flight.
How do you fly when you fly that?
I'm sorry?
Which class do you fly? I just want to see how tough you are.
My regular economy class.
Okay, that's pretty tough.
It wasn't that terrible. The last time, before this one, I came over, I got some special seating. There are a few seats that you can pay a little bit more that are a bit more comfortable. And they're in economy class. They're just, near a bulwark or the last seat in a row where there's a little bit more leg room, that kind of thing.
Right.
So that does help if you can arrange it. But this last time, I was in better condition than I had been on the previous couple of flights, and it wasn't too bad. I was actually able to make the flight fairly comfortably.
Gotcha. So, when I was at the NRA meetup and everything, and SHOT Show, when we were at SHOT Show, everybody was talking about the Trump slump.
Yeah.
Nobody's buying guns, except we keep having, and like this, what do we find this past April?
Well, what we found is this past April set a record for the number of national instant background checks that were done for any April ever. And it was by a significant amount. But that has to be tempered with the fact that we're getting a lot more checks done for permits and for permit rechecks. Now, when we say that we're in a Trump slump, I would say that's true, but it has to be tempered. Remember, we were setting record after record after record. 2016 was the record number of NICS checks ever done.
Right.
So we're at extremely high levels at the end of Barack Obama's presidency, way beyond. I mean, it was double what we had some previous years. So when we say we're in the Trump slump, we've come down a little bit from those extremely high levels. Well, you just can't maintain that superheated gun sales forever. But because I think it's partly political, because the Democrats keep making noises about how they want to ban this and they want to ban that, they want to register this and they want to get licenses for that.
Right.
And they're constantly trying to get rid of Trump. Well, that keeps everybody on edge. And so we keep seeing these fairly high numbers of firearm sales. And even though the April NICS check was an overall record for background checks, the checks, when you take out the permit checks, the carry permit checks I'm talking about, and the carry permit rechecks, we come to it was 93% of the all-time record. Now, that's still pretty high, but it's not a new record in gun sales, but it's a reasonably high number.
One thing that you point out, there's a number of states where the permit to carry is the substitute for the check itself.
Absolutely.
And that's a lot of states. That's a lot of
it's
states where
half.
That happens.
25
yeah.
states have that system. And so as more people get permits, more people are able to buy guns without going through another NICS check, because they already went through the NICS check to get the permit.
Well, let me ask you a question.
And so we won't know just how closely these NICS checks relate to actual gun sales until we get the actual gun numbers from the BATFE, which
right.
takes roughly about a year after the numbers are created. And the reason is that there's a proprietary interest in the numbers. Gun companies don't want how many guns they manufactured of what type precisely known to their competition. So the ATF holds on to that number for a year. And so we don't know the actual numbers brought into the market for about a year. And the numbers are put out once a year, so it can take a little longer than that.
Now,
but the mixed tests are indicative.
Yeah. Let me ask you this question. With the number, we know the number of permits are going up. I don't know how it works in states with constitutional carry, but I suspect in states with constitutional carry, there's still permits there simply because you can't go out of state with constitutional carry, so they have to have a permit to have the reciprocity. Will this make the number of guns being bought look like it's going down as concealed carry continues to increase?
Well, I think we have some of that effect. Those sales essentially are masked by the permit. And yes, some of that is going to happen, and we just don't know how much. And then we have this phenomena of even in the states with constitutional carry, people still have permits. In fact, the permit numbers still keep going up in those states. They're just slowed down a bit. So it's not like we're decreasing the number of permits. We're just not increasing them as much in those states.
Right.
As Professor John Locke put out, if you take out New York and California, which essentially issue very few permits, they're way, way below the national average. If you take those out, we're at about 8% of the adults in the United States have a permit, which is an incredibly large number.
Yeah.
I thought we would hardly ever get to 10%, but several states are beyond that, and one state, I think it's Alabama, has over 20%. At least 22% of people have permits in Alabama. So we still have a long ways to grow. We could get to much higher numbers of permits.
Yeah. Coming up on the next break, let me tell you this about Dean. He has been a peace officer, a military officer. He was on the University of Wisconsin pistol team for 4 years and was first certified to teach firearm safety in 1973. He taught the Arizona concealed carry course for 15 years until the goal of constitutional carry was attained. He has degrees in meteorology and mining engineering and recently retired from the Department of Defense after a 30-year career in Army Research Development Testing and Evaluation. And that is Dean Weingarten. And he writes lots and lots. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Alabama's Republican Governor Kay Ivey has signed an abortion ban into law. The measure makes Alabama one of the most pro-life states in the country. The bill makes abortion at any stage of a pregnancy a felony punishable by up to 99 years or life in prison. The bill's only exception would be when a woman's health is at serious risk. President Trump is issuing an executive order banning U.S. companies from using telecommunications equipment from firms that pose a threat to national security. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai joins Fox News and says the president made the right decision.
Protecting America's communications network system is critical to our national security, our economy, and our personal privacy. And especially when you're talking about companies that are located in countries that present a national security threat to the United States.
The president signed a bill last summer prohibiting the U.S. government from using equipment from two Chinese companies. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You wrote about this, and I want to talk about this simply because I saw the same thing happen in relation to smart guns after, Skyfall. After the Skyfall movie came out, James Bond, Skyfall. Mm-hmm. Arizona just repealed the ban on the nunchaku. The nunchuck.
Yes.
And the ban, I suspect, was probably put into place in the 70s during the heyday of the Kung Fu movie when Bruce Lee was still alive and that kind of thing. And it was probably put
exactly.
In. Yeah.
And we see this, you know, it's a pretty common phenomenon that lawmakers see movies and then they decide to ban something based on the spurious information in the movie. I mean, it's a crazy phenomenon. I'd say the first thing case where we really saw it happen was probably with Switchblade Knives and the play West Side Story back in the 50s.
Right.
And people banned Switchblade Knives in about 43 states of the Union, I think. And there still is a federal ban on the interstate transportation and the importation of switchblade knives, which is just crazy. And we're going the opposite direction right now. Quite a few states have retracted or repealed their ban on switchblade knives now that we know that it was all a bunch of nonsense and basically in response to media radicalization or media ploy to try to paint switchblade knives as some type of super dangerous implement.
Right.
And we see the same thing with a bunch of other things, like nunchucks, as you mentioned.
Well, you know, the nunchuck, when the nunchuck was started in the 70s when it was hitting its heyday, and they were talking about how many foot-pounds of pressure a nunchuck would create when it is swung at somebody.
Right.
But the impact of a nunchuck, because of the mass of the nunchuck, is only going to be so much. A baseball bat is a far more dangerous weapon, and it has almost the same amount of range as a nunchuck does.
Yes, and it's takes much less skill to use.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, most people who train with nunchucks end up hitting themselves, giving themselves a pretty good whack. It's not easy to use nunchucks as a weapon. Now, if you train and you do it consistently and well enough, they can make a good weapon. But as you say, an ordinary baseball bat is a lot easier to use and just as effective and has just as much range.
When I was in the martial arts when I was a kid, I had various different size pairs of these, and I had this one roommate who was bound and determined he was going to be the next Bruce Lee. And he would pop his elbows. He would try to do this thing where you swing it, it's coming up behind your arm, you're going to catch it in your hand. He nearly knocked himself out about 20 times with that because he would continuously hit himself behind the ear. I mean, it is a very taxing. And the true nunchuck looks nothing like what it does in the movies because they don't use chains. They use cords. It's supposed to be three fingers of cord. The nunchuck was designed. It was used in Okinawa to separate the rice, you know, the rice kernel from the reed. They would wrap it around and beat.
It was a flail.
It was a flailing tool. So, they only
used with the nunchucks because they wouldn't let them have stuff that was easier to use and more effective.
Bladed stuff. So. But the Okinawans, they repurposed a whole bunch of other stuff. But at the same time, I always thought the nunchuck ban was one of the silliest things I'd ever seen in my life. But we saw the same thing with smart guns. You have seen it repealed, but, I mean, we've seen the same thing with smart guns, too. But, I mean, what do we think about politicians to get out there and see something in the movies and say, oh, that's got to be banned?
Well, it's funny that I've been talking to people here in Australia, and across Queensland, I've had several people claim, I don't know if it's true or not, that they banned pump-action shotguns here because one of the legislators saw Arnold Schwarzenegger use one in a movie.
Well, I mean, why haven't we banned...
It is bizarre.
Why haven't they banned vigilantes that dress up like bats?
Maybe we don't want to give them ideas.
Okay. Thunder gods.
I read that in New York City, you're not allowed to carry a bat around with you.
That's probably off of that movie, The Warriors, because they had the baseball furies in that.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But all of these are somewhat more exotic weapon bans. They're going by the wayside. And it's because we had the Supreme Court decision, you know, Heller, and we had McDonald, and a decision that's much overlooked is Catano, where it was a unanimous Supreme Court decision that said just because a weapon didn't exist at the time the Second Amendment was ratified doesn't mean it isn't covered by the Second Amendment. It still is. That was a ban on stun guns, electric stun guns that you hold in your hand.
Right.
And the court ruled that ban was unconstitutional. Well, that applies to nunchucks and switchblades and throwing stars and just about all of these silly bans on somewhat less conventional weapons. And on pistols and of ordinary caliber, too. I really think that with Trump's picks to the Supreme Court, it's going to take a while, but we are going to see significant enforcement of the Second Amendment and a repeal of a lot of these weapon bans. Many of them just make no sense.
I want to, when we come back from the break, since you brought it up, because it just made me think about it. I want to talk to you about the Supreme Court and get your take on that, just simply because I don't know if you've ever written about it. If you have, great, and if not, we'll just make it up as we go. I guess the whole idea of not allowing nunchucks when you can carry concealed pistols around is pretty silly, though, huh? And especially in Arizona.
Yes.
Well, you can't. It is. You can have that. You can have that 18-round 9mm, but you can't carry no nunchucks.
Yeah, it doesn't pass the smell test. But the nice thing about it is as you repeal these bans on nunchucks and switchblades and things like that,
right,
you provide precedent for getting rid of other bans.
Yeah,
and
all the bans.
And enforcing the Second Amendment.
Well, has anybody, I don't even know that I ever remember hearing about any crimes committed with nunchucks back in the day. But
that's a good point.
I don't.
People look, and they just can't find any.
Yeah.
Criminals just don't generally commit crimes with nunchucks.
Yeah, they want a gun. I'll use this instead. I got this .38. Why would I get a nunchuck? Bruce Lee. Forget Bruce
Lee. They'd rather use a toy gun than a real nunchuck.
Yeah. Let me get you to hang on. We're coming up on the last break of the hour. Dean is a writer of some repute. He's got a book of life behind him that sets him up quite well to write about a wide swath of the gun industry. And you can find his almost 3,000 article book of art, setup of articles at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Firing line coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten. I don't know if you've ever written about this before, but did you notice that John Paul Stevens is a remarkably articulate 99-year-old guy to be an ex-Supreme Court justice?
Yes, I did. And it is, it is remarkable how antipathic he is to the Second Amendment. It's incredible. But if you look at his philosophy, his outlook on life, it's clear he's a doctrinaire progressive, where he believes the government should solve every problem. The government is essentially God, and that there should be no limits on government. It's amazing to read what he writes and to realize that this guy was in a position of incredible power on the Supreme Court for something like about 40 years, I think.
Well, he was put in by Ford, you know. He got put on deck by Nixon, and he was put in the Supreme Court by Ford. So, you know, he one of his things is that he did not agree with the Heller decision because he just did not believe that we should have the gun climate in the United States, not based on anything having to do with the Constitution or law or anything else like that, just we shouldn't be this way.
Exactly. I mean, and that's judicial activism at its worst. Basically, I have an opinion. It's my opinion. I want to impose it on everyone else. It's essentially a form of oligarchy, a dictatorship of a small number.
Right.
And unfortunately, we've seen that in the liberal court.
Now, one of the things that one of the things that a lot of people have tried to do, especially the left has tried to turn, since they never pass anything. Nothing. I mean, we rarely see any laws get passed in Congress. I'd be surprised if we see 10 of them to get actually go through the process and go through both levels, and then come out and turn into a law. They've tried to turn it into something by the judiciary. Something, you know.
Yeah, dictatorship of the judiciary, basically. Yeah, they have tried, and partly it's because we have bifurcated. We have people who believe that the government should be limited by constitutional constraints, and then we have the progressives who believe the government should not be limited. So we're at a severe turning point here, and you know, basically the progressives are saying, if you don't do what we want, we're not going to accept the results of elections. So fortunately, they're just a small number. I mean, they're a minority. They're a very powerful minority, but I don't think they're more than about, at most, 30% of the population. But
do you think,
overrepresented in academia and in the media.
Do you think the Supreme Court should have a set of rules they have to operate by to where they have to...
Well, they do. They make up rules all the time. They don't have to abide by them. And who enforces them? Sorry. I mean, who enforces things on the Supreme Court? There is a provision in the Constitution for the Congress. They can remove Supreme Court justices. They can impeach them, just like they can impeach a president. But they never exercise that authority. And part of the problem is there was this, in my opinion, as progressivism advanced in the 1930s and later, there came to be this sort of unholy alliance between the media and judicial activists and politicians at both state and federal level. And they all said, I'll certify that you can have more power if you certify that I can have more power. And they all, in a circular fashion, allowed the other to have more and more power, all at the expense of we the people, rather than to exert their constitutional authority to limit the power of government. So they all gained by that at our expense.
Right. Do you think we're ever going to see, I mean, if the Supreme Court, one of the problems with the Supreme Court is that for all the things they say and rule on and everything else, it comes down to the fact that we're law-abiding people and actually listen to what they have to say, right? They have no way to enforce anything that they hand down. Law enforcement can't actually enforce all law because there's just not enough of them. And if you took all of the military and all of law enforcement out there and put them on the streets and said, go enforce what we just put out there, it's a losing thing. It's just not going to happen. So,
well, that's true, but we're in a bind because we are a law-abiding people. I think we're going about this the right way, though. If we lose the law-abiding part, we become like the other countries around the world where people don't respect the rule of law. You know, the murder rate jumps up to 30 or 40 per 100,000. General poverty sets in. There's a lot of evidence that poverty does not create crime. Crime creates poverty. And the living standard in the whole U.S. would go down as a result of our not being law-abiding anymore. So what we have done as Second Amendment supporters in general is we have followed the rule of law. We've elected people like President Trump to enforce the Second Amendment. President Trump has appointed Supreme Court justices who are supposed to enforce the rule of law and read the Constitution as written, as it was intended at the time it was written.
Right.
We're doing those things. And because we've been successful at following the rule of law, the left is willing to throw up their hands and say, screw this, we're not going to follow the rule of law. We want what we want, and we want it now. Fortunately, they're a minority. We have means of defending ourselves, and I don't think they will prevail.
Well, I see, like right now, I don't know if you saw this, but Kamala Harris is saying, when I'm president, I will give Congress 100 days to ban the AR-15, and if they don't, then I will do it by executive decree, which she can't do that.
She can't. But she has backed off that. I saw something this morning saying she will ban imports of AR-15s. That's kind of like bringing Colts to Newcastle. You know, we make a lot of AR-15s in the U.S.
Yeah.
I don't think we import all that many.
No. Well, she said that, that
it gives us a good reason to vote against her.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it does. Although I don't think she ever sees the light. I don't think she has a chance, Snowball's chance of getting the nomination, but we're about to run out of time, so in the remaining time that we have, what you got coming up next? What's happening between now and Friday?
Well, I will be going into just about the center of Australia. The next time we speak, I think I'll be at, Pennant Springs, which is almost directly in the center of Australia. It's about 300 miles north of Alice Springs. And then I'll head on up to Darwin. I'm having a great time. I've been talking to Australians. The Australian gun culture knows that they've been screwed over. Well, that the laws are very silly in many respects, that they don't make sense, but they just don't have the numbers. And maybe 5%, at most 10% of Australians have guns.
Right.
And it's just not enough votes. So I'll continue talking to people in the heartland of Australia and find out what they have to say and let you know about any interesting things that come up.
Very good. Thank you for joining me this evening.
We'll talk to you again on Friday.
Yes, sir. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.